Lift up your hands everywhere you are and go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and honor Him. Go ahead and adore Him. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Father, breathe upon this service tonight. Let none of these your children return back the same way they have come. Let tonight be a defining moment for someone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight and set my time. I'd like to welcome everyone here. Please be seated tonight and welcome every one of us from all over the world for Ignite Conference 2026. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger clap and a loud most shout of praise. Hallelujah. You believe that God will ignite your life and you are not returning back the same? Say the loudest amen. This evening, I am going to bring what is more like a charge. A 5-point charge to us tonight on the subject of reigning as king in youth. When we talk about reigning as king, since we are kings and queens, we are talking to both men and women. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, a royal priesthood." Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6. He said He has made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Every child of God is ordained and designed for royalty, for rulership, for dominion, for influence. Our objective tonight is simple: understanding our destiny of royalty. Reigning as king in youth means being a person of influence, a person in command, a person of influence, a person in command, a person in dominion, a person in leadership, even as a youth, a person of influence, A person in command. A person in rulership. A person in dominion. A person in leadership. Even as youth. Second, reigning as king in youth means being a pace setter, a front liner, a pace setter, a front liner, a road pointer. A pace setter, a frontliner, a road pointer, and above all, road pointer, and above all, a role model, even as youth. It means being the kind of people, being the kind of person that other people like to be. Not necessarily other youth, other people. Having said this, by way of introduction, five things you need to know if you are going to be a king or a queen in youth. Number one, there is no age limit to the manifestation of greatness, royalty, and leadership in life. There is no age limit. If I drop this bomb and I live here, I have overpreached. There is no age limit to the manifestation of greatness, the manifestation of influence, the manifestation of leadership in life. There may be age limit to apply for civil service job. There may be age limit to apply for driver's license. So if you are 18 years old, until you are 18 years old, you cannot be given a driver's license. But when it comes to the manifestation of influence, impact in life, no age limit. So Josiah was king at age 8. Joash was king at age 7. Joan of Arc led the French army as commander at age 17. A girl. In the 15th century. I believe the year 1427. Age 17. David led the army of David led the army of Israel against Goliath, against the Philistines, at age 17. He was anointed king at age 17. Joseph stood stood in front of Pharaoh at age 30. Jesus was reasoning with the Pharisees at age 12. He was in the temple, both answering questions and asking questions at age 12. William Wilberforce was 27 years old in the British Parliament when he moved for the abolition of slave trade. And the whole world followed with the ripple effect. Sit down at age 27. Queen Esther was a baby girl when he became the queen of the Persian. That's Joan of Arc. At this time, she was age 19. How old are you? My father said he started business at age 18. He didn't know his father. Or rather, he grew. His father died very early at about age 12. He started business at around age 18. Carried load until he got bowed head from load, luggage. When I was around 4 years old, I already saw a brand new Mercedes car, tear rubber. He made money, had luxury buses, and he had all of that. He said, I started business at age, I started making it at age 18. And he will look at you and say, how old are you now? Hallelujah. Take your seat. The tragedy of our generation is that we have prolonged, protracted youthfulness. We behave too youthful for a long time. You can be youthful in energy, but may you never be youthful in mentality. Today I believe that God is going to blast something out of someone's body. I have only 5 things to say. By the time I have said the 5 things, we are done. There is no age limit to the manifestation of greatness. Even in the unbeliever world, the young man of the Facebook became a billionaire in his early 20s. There is no age limit. Young man enters Nigerian Defense Academy at age 17. In those days, when it was 3 years old, he graduates at age 20. And is commissioned as a second lieutenant and officer. And at 20 years of age, he has started commanding men. He's a platoon commander. How many people are in a platoon? About 45 already under him. He will command soldiers, other ranks that are the age of his father. My friend, move or I move you. By the time that 20-year-old boy deal with you, they eat fire. They send them into the four lines of battle. He's only 20 years old, 21. But he's been trained to be a commander. There is no age limit to the manifestation. In Canada, in America, in Nigeria, they will not give you a driver's license until you are 18. But there is a child flying a plane at age 12. It was so ridiculous. You can't be given license to drive, but you can fly if you are ready to at any age. When I was told that in Canada that a 12-year-old did pilot training and flew, So on the ground, there may be limits, but if you want to fly, no age limit. It's a matter of what you want to do with your life. If you want to remain on the ground level, there might be limitations here and there. But if you want to fly in life, there is no age limit. There is no age limit. There is no limitation to what God can do with your life. There is no limitation to how far you can go, to the territories you can take. There is no limitation to raising the dead, to casting out devils. There is no limitation. There is no limitation. Take your seat. In case any of your friends asked you, what did you hear tonight? Tell them I heard many things, but the first one I will not leave my mind is that there is no age limit. You don't even need to finish it. There is no age limit. No age limit. Jesus was in the temple, both asking questions and reasoning at age of 12. Number two. Never defer your greatness, impact, or influence to the future. Don't defer your impact, your influence, and your greatness to the future. Don't defer your impact, your influence to the future. Genesis 13 and in verse 15. God told Abraham, he said, from verse 14. He said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. And he said, arise. He said, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. And he said, verse 17, say, arise, walk in the length and breadth of it. He said, from the place where thou standest. The place. The journey of your future begins from where you are. It begins from where you are. Let me say it like this. Don't wait for the future to arise and shine. Live in the future today. Live in the future today. Don't wait for the future to arise and shine. Don't wait for the future to do what you need to do. Live in the future today. Live in that future today. The future begins today. Somebody say after me. Say it louder. Say it again. You cannot exclude today and realize the future. You can't exclude today and realize the future. You cannot mismanage today and maximize tomorrow. Hola, hola. Did you hear what I said? You cannot mismanage today and maximize tomorrow. Quotable quote. Like youth used to say, this is deep. Can I ask you a question? What we are calling today now, what did you call it yesterday? What we are calling today now, that we say this is today now. Yesterday, what did you call it? That's why I say you cannot mismanage today and maximize tomorrow. What we are calling today, what did we call it yesterday? What we are calling tomorrow, when the day breaks, what do we call it? There is nothing like, I will do it tomorrow. Whatever you are planning to do tomorrow, today is the best time to do it. Because tomorrow soon becomes today. And today soon becomes yesterday. When you mismanage today, you never maximize tomorrow. And if you mismanage today, your yesterdays will be full of regrets. Don't defy your greatness. Don't defy your impact. Don't defy your leadership for the future. Don't wait for the future to rise and shine. Live in the future today. The future begins today. Today is the tomorrow you spoke about yesterday. And tomorrow will soon become today. And today will soon become yesterday. And yesterday soon becomes history. So the wastage of your days is existence as history. While you are alive, you are just history. Am I communicating? There is nobody who amounts to anything important, who is relevant in influence and in any realm, who is always deferring matters into the future and putting things into tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, it's another tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, it's another tomorrow. One of our children, when they were young, and the child says, Daddy, can you do this thing for me? And you say, I will do it tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, what do you say? You say, Daddy, it's today, tomorrow. That is the tomorrow you talked about as he arrived. Yes, today is tomorrow. So begin to live like today is tomorrow. Don't separate it, because tomorrow always, today always becomes tomorrow. Somebody say aloud, amen. These two things that I have said to you. First of all, there is no age limit to the manifestation of greatness, royalty, or leadership in life. Second, that you never defy your greatness, impact, and influence to the future. Number three, never allow your youthfulness to prevent your seriousness with life. Never allow your youthfulness to prevent your seriousness with life. You will never reign as a king or be a person of influence if you allow youthfulness to become equal to unseriousness. Most people sacrifice their seriousness on the altar of their youthfulness. You hear what I just said? Never sacrifice your seriousness on the altar of youthfulness. That you are youthful does not mean you should be unserious. That you are youthful does not mean you should be a joker. Hallelujah. Never sacrifice seriousness on the altar of youthfulness. Why? Because nothing is glorious until someone is serious. Seriousness is gloriousness. Show me the serious young man today, I'll show you a glorious future. Show me the serious young girl today, I will show you the glorious destiny tomorrow. Nothing is serious, it's glorious, until someone is serious. And in case you doubt me, ask Esau. Everything was a joke. His birthright was a joke. Everything was a joke. And that is the tragedy of our generation today. Before you know it, what do they call it? Is it memes or what do they call it? And all the things that they just... Serious matter. They will be making a joke out of it. And be laughing. What should make them think they are laughing? Just litter the internet with some seriousness. Esau's birthright was a joke. Prayer life, a joke. Everything was a joke. Esau never raised one altar with God. Okay, look at the Bible and show me where Esau raised an altar. Everything was a joke. He lost the blessing like a joke and ended his life as a joker. The Israelites are existing today, but the Edomites, the tribe of Edom, which is the tribe of Esau, they are nowhere to be found on the earth. They ended as a joke. I want you to wake up today and wake up. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Every spirit of the joker, every spirit of jesting, every spirit of unseriousness, I knock it out today. I knock it out today. I knock it out today. I knock them out today. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. I had a young man. We grew up together. Intelligent young man. Chemistry, physics, biology, probably further maths. I mean, all these things are things that you will just clear. We gave our life to Christ early. He was joking and jesting with our lives. So you say Jesus is the answer. What is the question? See, the question is a joker. Everything was a joke. You will be laughing at everything. Next thing, he became a drunkard. Professional. The drunkenness affected his mind a bit. So he was both like a drunkard and mentally unstable. Yet he was working good work, good pay. All the way to his 50s. No wife, no house, nothing. He passed away into eternity. In that jocious life. In the year of, let me not mention the year because it will make some of you unstable. All right, in the year of 1979, anybody born at that time yet? I know a few people may have been born at that time. We did a 3-day dry fasting. There was revival that was happening in our city where we were. 3 days dry fasting. One of my young men that grew with us then, day one of the fast, bro, how far? Around 2:00. Oh, sorry. I forgot that we are fasting. I have eaten. Day number 2. How is everything going? Oh, I ate again. That was how through those 3 days, he was a joker. Grew up. He found a girl that he wanted to marry. He was still going to church. The girl said that he is too spiritual. He's going to church. He should reduce his spirituality. By virtue of that girl's counsel, he backslid. They married each other. Then they began to break an alcohol bottle to fight each other. That marriage, he moved from there. Another woman, 3 children. Life like a joke. As I grew, I called that young man. It was his life was still like this. I want to help you set up so that you are not a liability. What business can you do? He doesn't have any idea. He said, let me go and think about it. It took him 6 months to return. When he returned and he mentioned a business, I gave him money. He returned back that money intact after another 6 months or 1 year. He couldn't do anything. Joke. Until he passed away again. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Samson was a joker. From Delilah to another one in Sorek to jumping up and down. The consecration that gave birth to him was not serious in his mind. His history didn't mean anything to him. He was playing with God, playing with his life, playing with everything until his life ended like a play. Take your seat. Don't sacrifice seriousness within life on the altar that I am a youth. Be serious with your life. Be serious with your God. Your relationship with God, be serious. The Bible says it is good for a young man to bear the yoke of his youth. Job said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Be serious with your God. When we're in the university, take on your third year, some who were meant to be very serious with God were already into relationship. Into relationship. Relationship from second year. Third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, 5 years, is it postgraduate? Carrying such a burden on your life? Relationship that is very demanding. You didn't call me today. Huh? I sent text, you didn't reply. Very demanding. Demanding of attention, demanding of focus. Carried church luggage. Many of them, the relationship did not work. One of them married a Muslim from fellowship. Unseriousness, they are alive today, no relevance. No relevance spiritually, no relevance medical field, no relevance anywhere. Don't sacrifice seriousness on the altar of youthfulness. Let them call you any name. You are not civilized. You are a Jew guy. You are a joke. You claim too deep. You are claiming in superiority. You don't want to relax. You don't want to merge. You don't want to mix. You don't want to this and that. Let them think anything they want to think. We only jam in this world. We're not born together. Even identical twins have differences. Be serious with your life. Be serious with your God. Be serious with the work of your, with your school, with your academic work. Be serious. For those who are still in school, be serious. Be serious. Number four. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? That's one of those kind of meetings that look like the beginning is also as if it is the end. Everything that must be glorious, someone must be serious. Number four. Don't let your youthfulness translate to senselessness. Is that it, Aaron? I'm sure that you know that most youth don't use their mind. Don't let your youthfulness translate to senselessness. The youthful prodigal son was senseless until calamity corrected his mentality. If you don't engage mentality, you embrace calamity that will correct your mentality. Luke chapter 15 and in verse 17, he had to come to his senses. When he came to himself, youthful exuberance, no thinking, no thought. No thought. That's how the youth of this generation, that is how we are. You cannot reign until you are wise. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 15 is said, by me kings reign. That's wisdom speaking. And princes decree justice. You cannot reign until you are wise. You cannot rise until you are wise. I wrote a book titled Be Wise and Rise. Many youths, like I said, don't reason. Until you engage your reason, you don't change your season. The season of the prodigal son changed when he engaged reasoning. How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough to eat and to spare? And I die, I perish with hunger. Until you change your reasoning, you engage reasoning, you don't change your season. Am I communicating? Many youths don't give their minds the permission to think. They don't give their mind the permission to think. It's just a closed mind. Move at random motion. Leaving life to chance. If there is something I want you to learn from here, give your mind the permission to think. Don't be afraid to think. This friendship, what is it benefiting me? Think. This thing that I'm doing, this movie, this pornography, whatever it is, what is it adding to my life? Think. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you hearing anything at all? Yes, mentality defines reality. Your mentality is the definition of your reality. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's the definition of your reality. Mentality determines your destiny. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So give yourself the permission to think. And when you have thought very well, big D give yourself also the permission to change your course of action. Also, most youths made themselves the captives of the bandwagon, the captives of societal influence. They are captives of popular opinion. They are captives of trends. This is what is trending. They are captives of the trends of society, the fashions of society. They are captives of popular opinions, popular mindset. And when you are influenced by the crowd, you cannot be better than the crowd. You cannot stand out in the crowd if you are under the influence of the crowd. How can you stand out when you have agreed to fall under the crowd? Otherwise, how do you explain that? Somebody is wearing his trousers to the point where the one that is inside has to be seen. And this is right down here. Then where is the waistline? If the belt has to, line has shifted to the gluteal maximus. Then what is the use of this belt and the waistline? Then he wants the one that is wearing inside to be showing. Why? Because that's what everybody is doing. He lost his mind to the mind of society. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
You know, there are different types of insanity. There is insanity where people pull their cloth, where there is a demonic influence. There is another type of insanity where there is societal influence. This one is not demonic influence. This one, the other insanity, the one we pray for in church, lost their mind to the devil. This one lost his mind to society. Or he lost his mind to a friend. Friend said, how can you say you are still a virgin when everybody is doing it? Virgin Mary. You don't want to have experience before you marry. All manner. And then he lost the mind. And he's societally insane. The other one is demonically insane. And not every madman pull off their cloth. There are many well-dressed people, but they are not normal. You will not lose your mind. You will not lose your mind. You will not lose your mind. So I like you to begin to behave, to begin to think and behave well. It doesn't matter who it is. Mother, father, brother, closest friend. If their action does not make sense, don't copy it. If their behavior does not make sense, don't follow suit. If their mannerism does not meet standards, discard it. If I'm telling you, if you are going to amount to somewhere important in life, never sacrifice. My time that I set has reached. But let me say the fifth one. Number four says, don't let your youthfulness translate into senselessness. Be sensible. Prove to your mother, your father, your friends, your teacher that you are sensible. Don't just be looking and you are not thinking. Don't be moving without thought. Don't be dressing without thought. Okay, the dress you are wearing now is preventing you from walking well. Then what is the aim? What is the aim? At least give yourself some allowance so you can enjoy free air. Why do you want to tie your life? Jesus set you free. Why must you be bound? Everything under pressure. Everything. Do you like hypertension? Yes, under pressure. Back under. Why? Most ladies want to wear trousers like we wear. The challenge is that their own is different. How many of you have noticed? See, our own is well covered here now. But their own, what is on top will be have to be up here. You know, and then this one has allowance here. You need to see that one. Our own is for the purpose of dressing. Their own is another purpose. Most times, our motive is clear.
Very clear. Very, very clear.
In fact, most times I can't wear a suit that does not go all the way like this. And I'm a man. I find it very, very difficult to wear those kind of suits that stop up here. I find it very difficult to wear that kind of suit that is still showing the lapel. I mean, showing the, what do you call it, the flap of the trouser. And I'm a man. It's personal to me. I just feel more comfortable to just move like this. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So we must engage sensibleness. Your sensibility will all ultimately affect your societal possibilities. Sensibility. Finally, number 5. Let your youthfulness, let me say it exactly how I wrote it. Let your youthfulness translate into usefulness. Be youthful and be useful. It will take you places. Be a useful youth. Let youthfulness equal usefulness. Let not youthfulness equal uselessness. You know what I mean? There are youths that are not useful to themselves. That's to themselves. They are not useful. They have almost finished their life with Indian hemp. Finished their life with alcohol, booze. Finished their life with colos. To themselves, they are not useful. To mother and father, they are not useful. In the class where they are not useful. To society, they are not useful. To the kingdom of God. It's tragedy. When we grew up, you don't allow your father to, whether it is car tire to change or whatever, those kind of things that people do. But not the youth of today. Generation Z. Very active online. They know all the details of Twitter and how to, all the things. But how to translate into being practically useful. Jesus was useful to his father. As a young boy, teenager, he was a carpenter with his carpenter father. Such that when he was performing miracles, he said, is this not the carpenter? Not carpenter's son, carpenter. When you are on holiday, do you do anything with your father? Or mother, or parent, or guardian? Anything, any work of their hand? Are you interested? Are you involved? Are you useful in any way? When last did you ask your father or your mother or your guardian that you want to iron their cloth? Or shine their shoe? When last did you run an errand for them? What about your class? What do you do? What about your neighborhood? Joseph was useful to his father. He was furnishing his father with the bad behavior of his brothers. And he was an able hand to be sent. Go to your brethren in Dothan. Give them this thing. David was useful. Out of 8 boys, he was the only one keeping the flock. Question is, who became the prime minister in Egypt? The useful one. Who became the king of Israel? The useful David. When it was time to send food, it was still David. 3 elder brothers were in the battlefield. They followed Saul. And they have 8 brothers. David was number 8. 3 were in the battlefield, which means there are other 4. That Jesse could not send. There were other 4 sons that were not sendable. They were not useful. The one that was sendable, the one that was useful, was the one that became the king later. Saul, the son of Kish, Kish's father, lost his flock. There were many sons of Saul, of Kish, but the only one he sent to go and look for his flock was Saul. That was the one David, Samuel found and anointed as king. Useful. When you live here today, number one, increase your usefulness index. Second, increase your sensibility index. Third, increase your index of seriousness with life. In the church, what do you do? You just sit down. Others will usher you to sit, take your seat. Others will do everything. The choir will sing, counselor will counsel. All you did was to come sit and receive and go. Not useful to God, not useful to the kingdom. When I gave my life to Christ in 1986, I rededicated my life to Christ on the campus fellowship. First thing I did, I entered the fellowship, I cleaned the chairs. This is the first time I gave my life. I had an encounter on the 12th of May 1986 on my own in my hostel room. I had an encounter between 2 and 4 a.m. So nobody, it wasn't like somebody came to preach to me or something at that time. I had given my life to Christ in 79, but like young people just became unserious and slithered, and then God visited me back in 86. I went to the campus fellowship, Deeper Life Campus Fellowship, then cleaned out the chairs and stood outside as an usher and began to usher people to the fellowship. I'm sure they must be surprised. Which usher is this? First timer. That's the usefulness has not dropped from then till today, till tomorrow, till eternity. Be useful so that you can amount to something important with your life and your destiny. I've shown you, like Paul the Apostle said, all things. First thing is, there is no age limit. to the manifestation of greatness, royalty, or leadership in life. Number two, never defy your greatness, impact, or influence to the future. Number three, never allow your youthfulness to prevent your seriousness with life. Number four, don't let your youthfulness translate to senselessness. Number five, let your usefulness translate into usefulness. Stand up on your feet. I will wish that this can be captured into a booklet. Did you hear me? Let it be a youth handbook. Just captured. Just put together. I'm fleshing it up a little bit. Or can just go get it done. Let somebody read something. Will I still be at this level if I heard this kind of thing when I was at this age? But it's a day for you. See, after me saying the name of Jesus, my age cannot limit my impact. In the name of Jesus, my age cannot limit my impact. At this age already,
at this age of age,
I shall impact my generation.
I shall impact my generation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I shall not defer.
I shall not defer.
My impact and
my
influence.
My impact and influence.
Into the future.
Into the future.
I am starting right
I
now.
I am starting right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My youthfulness.
My youthfulness.
Does not mean unseriousness.
Does not mean unseriousness.
My youthfulness.
My youthfulness.
Cannot prevent.
Cannot prevent.
My seriousness.
My seriousness.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
For serious living.
For serious
living. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree.
That senselessness.
Shall not be my portion.
Shall not be my portion.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To be useful.
To be useful.
I can be useless.
I can be useless.
Open your mouth. And pray for the next 3 minutes. Take the prayer for 3 minutes. Pray. Pray. Pray with fire.
Ipateta parani kana de velata na barani ele predatina na rabalani ela prati ke penatana ele preti badedi ya ti prego si prani rekoko balaga diga rokotone badi isti de dok rokotone barana ba era kabalaga de gabado rete benaga de gabaga de gaba era babaga da baba diga era babaga da baba era babaga da baba ya era babaga da baba ya ba era babaga de gaba era babaga ya gaba
Pray. 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 I receive your help. I receive your mercy to be useful to my generation.
Get the belly, 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 get the bel
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands where you are. I want to give an altar call for everyone who says to me, Pastor, I have not been serious with God. I want to give my life to God afresh. I've not been serious with God. Like that 86 encounter for me, you want this to be your own. I want to surrender my life completely to God. I want to rededicate and renew my relationship with God. I have not been serious with God. Of all the things preached, I want to start first with being serious with God. Pick your Bibles and your bags. Quickly come to this altar here and be up on your knees. Don't wait for who will come first. Be the very first to come. Because that's right. God bless you. If anybody is coming out, give them the space. Quickly. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Right here. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Sing it one more time. Lord, prepare a sanctuary pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary. Sing it two more times. Lord, prepare me. You are right only for the truth. With thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary. While we are coming, you are there still. Don't hesitate. Don't say the conference is starting, I will come another day. No, you don't know tomorrow. You don't know. May God keep you alive, but you don't know tomorrow. Stand up on your feet now. Quickly come forward. I have come out like this before, and I still went back. Yes, give God another chance and come out. Also, you are bound by an addiction, a drug, pornography, lesbian life, homosexual life, attraction to the opposite sex, to the same sex. Come forward quickly to the altar here and let us pray for you. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I don't want to smoke another time. I don't want to drink alcohol another time. I don't want to view pornography another time. I don't want to do masturbation another time. I want to be free completely. Quickly, I give you the count of 10 and rush forward. 1. 2. Say no longer with you, but my pleasure something. Say no longer with you, made up my mind to go God's way. Rest of my life, made up my mind, made up my mind. Goodbye, 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 oh, goodbye, oh. Say no longer, 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 say no longer. I am made up my mind. I am made up my mind. I am made up my mind. Made up my mind. I made up my mind. Say no longer with you. Say no longer, say no longer with you. Stay no longer, stay no longer with you. Stay no longer, stay no longer with you. Stay no longer, stay no longer with you.
day, no longer day, no longer
day, the rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest one more time and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today and I receive your help to live for you, to do your will, to fulfill your purpose. In the name of Jesus, help me to serve you. Deliver me from all addictions. I reject every addiction. I reject every bondage. I reject every yoke of captivity. I receive freedom tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.